The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him, for I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord. It's always good to be reminded that, again, as Christians, we're commanded not to fear. In fact, fear should not be in our vocabulary, because our Father is guiding history, guiding our very lives, even if it seems chaotic. And we have every earthly reason to be anxious. But if we stay close to the Father. And this is a great example of this great saint we remember today. St. Catherine of Siena, born in a tumultuous time period in the history of the church. But her life reflects, again, the great hope and why we should not fear. So what was happening in 1347, around that the 14th century, again, it's hard to imagine warring factions in the church, city-states fighting against each other. The Ottoman Turks are conquering its way towards the Eastern Empire, the Byzantine Empire, and they have their eyes set on Rome. They want to conquer all of Christianity. So it's this is the crusading period. And worse so, even the church itself is divided. At this time period, the Pope is Pope Gregory the 11th. And Pope Gregory is not in Rome, rather he's in Avignon, under the heel and protection of the French crown. We call this it's known in history as the Avignon Papacy. Catherine of Siena, one of 25 children. They had a lot of babies back then, huh? She's a holy woman. She spends long hours before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, sitting in silence, doing penance, fasting. If you go to Siena, you can even go to her childhood home, and you can go to her little room, if you want to call it a room. It's this tiny little section of the house where she slept. You even see the rock which she used as a pillow. And why a rock? Again, she understood another principle of Christianity: redemptive suffering. We take on as Christians little and big, painful parts of our lives, and we make it part of our prayer. She would have mystical experiences of God from very early on, first time at 6 years old. One pivotal period, she goes to Pope Gregory the 11th. God has sent her on a mission. She goes all the way to Avignon, confronts the Pope, and again, this is unheard of for a lay woman, uneducated, unlearned. She goes to Pope Gregory the 11th in a famous event in history. She goes to him, and in love but in firmness, she tells the Pope, "Be a man." In other words, be courageous. You are the successor of St. Peter. Why are you hiding in Avignon, France? You know you're the right place to be. You should be in Rome, near the tomb of your successor of Peter. Return to Rome. Don't be afraid. And amazingly, Pope Gregory XI listens, and he returns to Rome. Again, at this time period, again, another painful event in church history known as the Western Schism. Because after Pope Gregory XI dies, the French crown back in Avignon elects another pope. But then the cardinals in Rome elect another pope. So at this time period, you have two popes. And then now, at that time, we're trying to reconcile the church. The cardinals again go to Pisa. And they elect a third pope. Three popes exist. And Catherine of Siena, in this chaotic scene, guiding the church. In all of our broken humanity, God is active. Catherine of Siena reminds us, trust God, love Him, listen, serve Him, and leave everything else up to Him.